New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was back at her stomping grounds near Albany this morning after announcing her presidential run on national television. She fielded questions from reporters outside a diner surrounded by her family. WMYC's Bridget Bergen reports one key to Gillibrand's campaign strategy is a focus on women, specifically mothers.
It takes some careful choreography to stage that first presidential campaign press event.
Hen, where you want to stand? You want to be up front?
That's Senator Kirsten Gillibrand talking to her 10-year-old son, Henry. She was there, bundled up in the below-freezing weather, her husband, their two sons, even her own mom, all in front of a gaggle of reporters. As they stood outside the Country View Diner in Troy, New York, she made a pitch that's becoming part of her stump speech.
I'm going to run for president of the United States because as a young mom, I will fight for your children as hard as I would fight for my own.
Gillibrand has never been shy talking about the challenges she faces as a working mom. And she's making motherhood a defining characteristic of her candidacy.
We want to bring people together, not tear them apart.
On the weekend before her launch, she stood before a roaring fireplace in a well-appointed living room on the Upper West Side. Over sparkling water, wine, and hors d'oeuvres, Gillibrand fielded questions from a group of roughly 20 women. There were writers, nonprofit leaders, academics, activists of different ages and ethnic backgrounds. Even Gloria Steinem was there. This was not a fundraiser.
The event really was billed as a listening event.
That's Letty Cotton Pogrebin, a feminist author and activist. She hosted the event in her home. Gillibrand has spent a lot of time in recent years in this type of setting, listening to small groups of voters, particularly since Donald Trump was elected to the White House. It's a strategy well honed by her predecessor, Hillary Clinton, who wrote the foreword of Gillibrand's memoir. As she stood on the edge of declaring her own candidacy, Gillibrand was spending time with her most natural constituency, other women.
You know, she outlined how bad things are and why she feels she's just got to take seriously, for her children's sake, what the world's going to be like.
And she fielded questions about her controversial stands, like calling for her colleague's resignation over sexual harassment charges.
Obviously, we talked about the Al Franken thing, because as I said, it was a listening event, and she listened. She listened, and she also took notes. How many times do you see that?
Dr. Debbie Almontasser was also at the event. She's a leading Muslim activist who runs the Muslim Community Network. Almontasser says she also needed to know how Gillibrand viewed President Trump's travel ban. She said the senator called it a human rights violation.
And she emphatically said if she were to become president, the first thing that she would do was basically repeal this ban.
Neither of the women said they were ready to endorse Gillibrand after this meeting, but she made an impression, and now they may tell their friends about her.
Her natural base is really women.
Rebecca Katz is a New York City-based political consultant who worked in the U.S. Senate and for progressive Democrats like Bill de Blasio and Cynthia Nixon. She pointed to Gillibrand's Off the Sidelines campaign, which has raised more than $7 million for women candidates across the country.
Though it must be said, as much as she has helped women candidates all around the country, she actively avoided New York and actually endorsed both Andrew Cuomo in his bid against Cynthia Nixon and Joe Crowley when he ran against Ocasio-Cortez.
Which Katz says is also evidence of Gillibrand's stance as the consummate political insider, someone who's steeped in politics from her childhood when her grandmother was a mover and shaker with the Albany Democratic machine. Gillibrand is a savvy fundraiser, but Katz says the rules of that game are changing too, since major Democrats, including Gillibrand, are opting to reject corporate PAC money in lieu of small dollar donors.
But now she has to really spark a bit of a movement. There's going to be people like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Those are people who have very, very good email lists and can generate a lot of money quickly. And that's who she's going to be competing with. So she needs to work hard to get some buzz early around her candidacy.
And what better way to build some buzz than a well-executed campaign launch featuring an appearance on CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert?
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Tonight.
Here she is warming up that stump speech.
Why do you want to be President of the United States?
Because as a young mom, I'm going to fight for other people's kids as hard as I would fight for my own.
And she gave her pitch for how she would work across the aisle to get things done.
You have to bring Democrats and Republicans to the table on the shared values of this country. We all love our children.
Not clear if that's enough to spark a movement. Her next stop is Iowa. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.